Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing today? Is it windy? Do you have a lot of dust storms going on? Are we having a repeat of history? Who knows? But before we get going, we have to go ahead and do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out, and tell your friends to join us every Wednesday live. Right here on the Trim Radio Network. Now that we have the legal stuff out of the way, we can get on with the show. I'll tell you what, guys, a lot of stuff's been going on lately. You know that the release of the JFK files and everything else is starting to come out, and we've got just a lot of stuff going on. And I had to go looking for some more comedy stuff, and I'll tell you what, I found some good stuff. And if you remember Jackie Gleason and Smokey and the Bandit, we've got a little bit of that and some Johnny Carson too tonight. But before we do that, you know, we always have to do shout outs. Always have to do shout outs. So here we go on with the show. Big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show, and we're having a blast with everybody. And a big shout out to Victoria Smith for doing some of the setup and everything. She does a fantastic job, so I really appreciate that. As well as Michael Bejas, and of course, Wiscalus Davens. Okay, we have a good time. Anyhow, guys, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, and guess what? You can support the show by buying the merchandise, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But all of the purchases for merchandise goes to pay for airtime. None of the presenters on the shows get paid for anything. We just want to go ahead and serve the truth and cut the bull. Okay? So anyhow, let's take a look at our shows. As usual, I go through the bend. Adventure, tongue-tied today. So much stuff going on. Adventure awaits around the bend, and we've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. live, unless I'm in concert season. And when I'm in concert season, which will be probably June, July, August, September. There might be one day of a week that I won't be available on Sundays. Okay. That's usually when the concerts occur. I have no control over that. So I know that I will have five or six concerts to play this summer. And you can always check out Money and Change on our archives. And of course, we're on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We've got Offsides, College Football, Top 25 with Michael Bejas and friends. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever right here on the Trim Radio Network. We're on Rumble. We are on YouTube and Spotify. And as soon as this show is over, I will post it to our Facebook site, and you'll see it through Rumble. Also, we have the Positude podcast. We have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. I keep telling Rascala, you know, he says you can always either pick from the red pill or the blue pill. And I was always hoping for a green pill, but I don't know if he'll slip me a yellow pill or maybe a purple pill. I don't know. He's got all these different pills, but he always says you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. I don't want to do that. So anyhow, watch Rascala's show. It's a 2-hour show. He does a fantastic job. I've been on the show a couple of times. I really enjoy doing it. And you know, if my schedule permits and Rascala wants me on the show, he'll send me a notification and we'll talk a lot about whatever's going on. And we also have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer podcast, and she's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And I'll tell you what, if you have a business or an organization and you need to do marketing, check her out. She has a lot of good suggestions for that. And she does a lot of the marketing for the Trim Radio Network too. She's a fantastic person, so check her out. Also, if you want to support the show, you can partner with us by hosting a show, or you can advertise with Trim Radio. Easy to do. You can support the station by donating or buy the merch. As Michael Beha says, buy the merch. What do we have? Well, we've got the Radio Bull unisex jersey, long sleeve tee. We've got the Trim Radio Network duffel bag. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show new bland hooded sweatshirt. We've got the, of course, the white mug. We've got the clock. And we have the great, fantastic 22-ounce vacuum-insulated bottle. It's good to take with you. And we've got, of course, We Cut the Bull Women's Ideal Racer Back Tank. Of course, if you still think you're in 2024, well, you can make the right vote with that t-shirt too. And we've got the on-air color morphing mug. We have a lot of different things, and you can also advertise with us. But if you want to really, really, really get a hold of us, there's a little blue, follow the moving hand button. All you have to do is click on that, and it says, "Hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today?" Click on that. And all you do is put in your name, your phone number, remember the area code, and put in your message and your email address, and go ahead and hit the blue send button, and somebody will be right back with you, and a live person will contact you very soon. So if you want to have your own show, it's easy to do. Heck, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I think I'm push button challenged for some reason. I don't know. But anyhow, you can do that. But join us here on the Trim Radio Network. You can also watch us on the archives. Okay, so if you want to do that, that's fine. But all you have to do is just click on the buttons here on the page. Okay, support us and sit back and have fun. Wow, we've got that. What else is going on around here? Oh, yeah, we do have a Facebook page. My World Live Laugh and Whatever has a Facebook page. And I'll tell you what, if I quit hitting the wrong button, I'll be fine here. And we post different times of the week. We do all kinds of stuff. But anyhow, I posted, you know, come join us now. Do you have your favorite beverage? You have your snacks? Are you going to sit back and relax? Well, you can do that, and you can watch the show and have a good time. But join us, and tell your friends to join us too. And they can, you can watch us anytime if you want to watch the archives. But I put a lot of stuff there. Who is that guy? I don't know. Anyhow, you can join us. You don't have to bring the can of goodies there. You can have Diet Coke, iced tea, water, whatever. Punch. I don't care. Bring your snacks. Come in and sit down and join the group. Okay. But you can check us out here on the Facebook page. Okay. Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Live, and Whatever. And we post a lot of different things there. So you can do that. A big shout out goes to the University of Findlay. And you know, I always talk about them. I have to, because, it's a good school. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be telling you about it. I'm going to actually talk about two schools tonight a little bit. And both of them are very good schools. How do I know? Well, I went there. And I wouldn't recommend something that I didn't go to. I've been to probably six different colleges and universities, including state community colleges too. And I've had a lot of coursework during my years of not only working, but doing other stuff too. But anyhow, check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. They have all kinds of programs. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree. And they actually have five doctoral degrees. So you check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Remember, they have three campuses. They're all in Findlay, Ohio. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus, and that's one of a few in the country, and very specialized training. They also have the Equestrian Campus, and they also do pre-veterinary studies there. And it's a great place to go. If you like animals, check them out. Also, if you go to the main campus, they have the remainder of the degrees there. And they have great facilities, great professors, a fantastic president in Dr. Kathy Fell, who's been there for quite a while. And she's really done a lot for the university. She really has. And I'll tell you what. It's just a good place. And, you know, you go during the summertime, you see all the flowers and the manicured lawns and so forth. I mean, it's great. If you need to get a degree in business, whether it's a bachelor's or an MBA, you can get it there at the University of Findlay. And they have a fairly new facility. And I've been in that building, and I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. Also, the commons there. With the cafeteria and all those goodies and the bookstores and all that kind of stuff. You have to check it out. But that's right there in Findlay, Ohio. And your Oiler journey begins right on this page at www.findlay.edu. It's Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. It's 19 consecutive years in best colleges with the U.S. News and World Report. The best colleges in America in 2024, Money Magazine. So you want to check it out. Also, wow, sports. It's an NCAA Division II school. And a lot of things have been going on at the University of Findlay. They've had a pretty successful year. They're rated eighth in the ITA national poll. They have a very good golf team. Number four Oilers finishes runners up. Men's golf finishes 10th in Monroe, North Carolina. They do a lot of traveling. They do a lot of different things there. And they have a lot of stuff. Ursuline got beat by Findlay in GMAC play. And that's the girls' softball team. The track and field team sent 17 people to the Nationals. And guess what? In track, the University of Findlay lost by 0.08 of a second in women's track and field. 400 meter relay. And I'll tell you what, that was a shocker. They almost had a national championship or title right there. It's a very good sports school too, but basically it's academics. You learn all kinds of topics there. All kinds of classes, and it's an enjoyable place. It can be fun. Well, on to the next place. My other sweetie is Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they are going to go dancing in the tourneys. They play the University of Texas. So that's going to be interesting. I was attending Xavier for graduate school. When they were in the NCAA, I think they made it the Fab Four, and then they made it and played in the last game. That's been many years ago, but they had a fantastic team. And a lot of those players went on to play professional basketball. Xavier University is a fantastic school. It's a great campus. You can walk to all your classes. It's very easy to do. It's rather compact in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's great. The people there are fantastic. The students and the blue blob, they go nuts over that person. And I'll tell you what, it's a great place. So if you like basketball, the University of Findlay has a good one, and so does Xavier University. Okay, they're a Division I school, and they're very good. Their biggest rival in Cincinnati is the University of Cincinnati, which is about, 5 miles, 6 miles away. And they do the crosstown shootout and so forth. But you want to check out Xavier. You really do. And, you know, you can click here and visit the campus and talk to counselors and so forth. It's a great school. It really is. And trust me, click on the buttons, fill out the form, and they'll be back with you. Okay, that's Xavier, and that's xavier.edu. Hey, we got to talk about Phil. Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Now, this is one of the pens that Phil has done for a client, and I believe it has antler as part of the pen in the center section. And it's a real nice cross point pen action. And you notice the clip on it? Yeah, you move that clip and guess what? Boom, it activates the pen. And it comes in a really nice case. And Phil does an excellent job. Every pen that he has is a perfect pen. I mean, they're beautiful. Michael Bejas and I both have them. And I'll tell you what, they're great. They really are. I've got one for my lodge, and Michael has a couple for his cars. Now, Phil doesn't give out his pens. It cost us. It did. But at a very reasonable cost, and they're great presentation pens. So if you have a college, a university, sorority, fraternity, business, high school, junior high, grade school, whatever, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook. And, hey, check them out. I'll tell you what, you'll like the pens. And if you come up with a design and send it to Phil, he will make the pen for you. If you need a lot of pens made, contact Phil. He will do that, too. He's made pens that were sold down in Disney World. He sent them out to trade shows in Japan. Check them out. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You'll be glad you did. Hey, what's going on? Oh, I can't get into the weather just yet. Well, I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to stop. I'm not a sharing person today. I'm not going to share. What we've got. We've got Brad and Krista out at the Big Family Homestead out in the middle of Wisconsin. They're probably having bad weather right now. We're going to get into weather in just a bit. But check them out. Great people. I've known them for years. It's like when you meet them for the first time, it's like you've known them all your life. I mean, they're that friendly. Really, really nice people. So check them out, Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Also, the Deep South Homestead or Pecan Grove on YouTube, check them out with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. I've corresponded with Wanda, and I've watched Danny on Porch Time. He does a lot of good things when he talks about not only farming, but the way the economy is, the way the world is. He's a good guy to listen to, and I believe Porch Time comes out on Tuesdays. He records it on Sundays, and it comes out on Tuesdays. Also, we've got Dave Kobler with Southern Prepper One, and I'll tell you what, Dave is fantastic. I've known him for over 15 years, and Dave is very easy to talk to on the phone. He's very busy, though, but he will talk to you and give you some advice, and you can give him information, too, and he will put it on his show on YouTube. Fantastic guy, trust me. He's down in South Carolina. Matter of fact, he could probably spit over the hill and be in North Carolina too. Also, there's Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and you have to check her out. She's a nurse, or has been a nurse for many, many, many years, and she does educational programs on staying healthy, and she's an herbalist. So that's interesting. She has classwork that she takes around to different cities, and that she has a 101, a 102, 103 class. And you have to take them in sequence. You can't just take the 101 and forget about the 102 and just take 103. They have to be in the sequence because they're quite detailed. And you'll learn a lot about first aid, medical issues, and so forth. Fantastic person. Also, you want to check out Ed Carswell, Prepper Nurse One, still building his compound down in West Virginia. Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, you have to check her out. She's a self-made millionaireess. That's the technical term. She calls herself self-made millionaire. She lives frugally. She doesn't spend a lot of money. She doesn't ride her car everywhere. She uses an electric bike. Actually, she has several, you know, bike of the day type of thing, you know. Just make sure it's charged. But anyhow, that's what she does. And she talks how to live frugally. And then we have, of course, David Gilmore. Yeah, Dave. You know, and you've heard me talk about GMRS radios. I'll tell you what, in an emergency with bad weather that's been coming up lately, this radio is excellent. It's an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. With this, I can hit a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can get out 90 miles off of that repeater. Why? Because it's 800 feet tall. I'd hate to change that antenna. But daggone it, Dave, you got me into this, and I talked to a lot of different people. From where I'm at to Connersville, Indiana, other places in Indiana, all the way down to almost Cincinnati, using the repeaters. And you learn how to use them, and they're great in an emergency. The power goes out and these things are charged up. Communication. You can't use your cell phone. Guess what? You may be able to use your GMRS with the right antenna and the right location. And it's $35. Just $35. The license is for 10 years, and anybody in the family can use it. You just got to follow the rules. No being a jerk, and you got to no swearing. You get in trouble that way. And no walking on people by talking over them. Okay? It's a great radio. It's a good little hobby. I have several of them. And, you know, I have one. If I need to suddenly use one in the middle of the night, I've got one by the bed. I've got one here in the office. And I've got several others charged up for emergency use. So, you know, they're good things to have. They really are. And they're not the bubble wraps that you get at Costco and Wally World, better known as Walmart. These you have to order. I got these from buy2wayradios.com. You can buy them different places. Different prices, but they're great radios to have. All right. Oh, another thing too. You know, with storms and bad weather, do you have a good flashlight? Oops, I'm going to drop everything here. I got dropsy today for some reason. Yeah. I got this from Amazon, and it is bright. It's rechargeable battery. It's fantastic. So anyhow, that's what you do. You get one of these and keep it handy. And I think I've got flashlights in just about every room in the house. Somewhere, someplace, there is a radio, a flashlight. And some of them are solar powered. So all I have to do is just leave them in the sun. It charges up and I can go ahead and use those. Or I can plug them into the wall and charge them up. Either way, they're great to have. Especially during bad weather. Also, check out Colby on the Max, MACS. Check him out. He's really good. He talks about a lot of different things. Sometimes he does a couple of videos a week. Sometimes, who knows, it could be every day. But those are the shout outs that we've got. I always have have to give people shout outs that, you know, I've either communicated with or I followed them for a long time. And that's one good one. There are other people that I follow, and they're all over. And you want to talk about earthquakes and bad weather. Dutch Sense, it's all one word, Dutchsinse, is one. He's out in the St. Louis area, and he talks about bad weather. BEP Earthwatch is another one, and it's interesting because they give the outlook of the U.S. plus BEP Earthwatch is down in Mississippi. And he talks about bad storms down there around the Jackson, Mississippi area. I think he's close to there. Whoa, what else is going on? Bad weather. Have you had bad weather out in your area? Okay, go ahead and sip your drink and eat your munchies. But have you had bad weather? Are you prepared? Do you have some extra cash in case the ATMs are down because the power's down or the internet's down? Do you have your communications, your radios? Is your cell phone plugged in and charged? Do you have a good first aid kit? How about extra blue tarps in case you got a roof leak? How about some extra Visqueen, better known as plastic, you can put over windows? Duct tape? Suitable clothing for the weather? You have to think about this stuff. How about long-term food? Canned food? MREs? Freeze-dried? You have to check into that stuff because if the power goes out, you need to eat. So you have to have your lighters and you have to have something to cook on. Do you have a power generator? How about a big battery generator that will power all kinds of stuff? In bad weather, you need that. And today, they actually were testing the tornado sirens in town, and they all went off. And it was continual racket for about a minute, just to make sure that they're working and the birds aren't nesting in there. That would cause a problem for the birds. Probably scare them pretty good. Anyhow, we've got other stuff to talk about, and the weather is the one thing here. So let's get to that. If I can find it, come on. Oh no, that's Phil's pen. Well, anyhow, check that one out too. Those are excellent pens. Oh, and the Second Amendment pen, by the way, it has a gun type action. It's kind of neat. Let's get on to the weather here.
A severe weather threat for the central United States and the upper Midwest this week isn't going to be as much of a significant outbreak as we saw over the weekend, but we could still see some damaging weather, especially into parts of Illinois and Indiana, where damaging winds, large hail, and even a few isolated tornadoes are possible. And it really only takes one instance of severe weather to cause some real damage. Timing-wise, we're going to see rain shifting over into snow by Wednesday night and into Thursday morning. A bit more snow for the upper Midwest and Chicago. Could also see some gusty winds, maybe up to 50 miles per hour, even outside of the thunderstorms.
And guess what? For Western Ohio, I'll tell you what right now. For Western Ohio, we have basically wind warning up until, I believe it starts about 9 o'clock at night and goes until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And we could have some rain with it. And what is really nasty now is over in the Illinois-Indiana border and coming my direction in Western Ohio. And so we could see those storms probably about 9 o'clock is what they're saying. So we've got about a half an hour. I hope you have your preps ready if it gets nasty, okay? All right, let's see what else we've got going. Oh, how about Tesla? Do you own a Tesla? You know, one of those crazy-looking electric cars? I'll tell you what. I've seen them. The Tesla trucks, they are different and they're real quiet. I mean, you don't even hear them on the road. I could be standing next to one while I was down at Ohio University, standing next to one, and it was leaving. I couldn't even hear it leave. You didn't hear anything. It just glided away. How about the Tesla cars? There's a lot of stuff going on with Tesla cars. So if you have one, I would make sure it's all locked up and everything. Somebody released, and I've got to get to that. Somebody released the addresses and names of Tesla owners. And then somebody, I believe this is in Texas, set fire to Teslas at a dealership. You can take a look at this. Oh, yeah. And some people were shooting out windows at the dealerships and so forth. I want to tell you what. I hope they catch these people for vandalism, or you could say terrorism too, because these cars are very expensive to begin with. And I'll tell you what, people want to protest and so forth. Do it peacefully. Don't get out there and cause a lot of damage burning cars and stuff. I mean, that's going to cost insurance to take care of it. But when you get caught, and chances are you will get caught, you're going to do some serious jail time, whether you like Teslas or not. If they were Yugos, I don't think anybody would be torching anything. Those cars were around a long time ago. And I'll tell you what, they weren't very good cars. I knew somebody that had one. And they liked it because it was real simple. And if it broke, you could put it back together. Tesla, no. It's got a lot of good features on it, though. They're very quiet cars. And I've been on the interstate, and I've seen Teslas before, just zipping along. Matter of fact, today I was going to dinner with a friend, and I was on I-75. And I looked in the back, and here comes a Chevrolet with no grill on the front. It was an electric SUV, and it just zipped right by me. There was no engine noise or anything, just real quiet. I was amazed. Personally, I like gasoline cars because I don't think I could have an extension cord that long, if you know what I mean. But doing all this damaging stuff for Teslas and the person giving out the names of people that own Teslas, I think they're going to find out who did that. And I think that person is probably going to get arrested, put in jail, and tried. Whether or not it's domestic terrorism or whatever. But, you know, if you have a Tesla, watch out. Watch where you take it. Okay. Wow. What's going on? Oh, yeah. Trump. Whoa. The big one. Trump releases classified JFK files on the assassination. And this was in U.S. Today, and it's out over a lot of different things. I was watching the Next News Network, tongue twister. Anyhow, I was watching that, and all the stuff that they were talking about, it was some of the stuff that I suspected. You know, I was in junior high at the time when the president was shot. And I remember specifically the band director's wife came in and she said, the president's been killed. And it was dead quiet in the room. And I think we had about 100 in the band room. And it was, I mean, dead quiet. And then we ended up getting a few days off from school because of all of that. It was kind of a somber moment because the Kennedys were like Camelot. They always referred to them as Camelot, you know, the king and queen and so forth. And they were interesting and very, very nice people. But a lot of stuff goes on in politics behind the scenes. And a lot of things were going on. And there were a lot of people saying, oh, it was Lyndon Johnson, who was the vice president, didn't like Kennedy at all. Matter of fact, Lyndon Johnson wanted to be president, but Kennedy got it over Johnson. And Johnson was from Texas, and he basically ran that state. And he and his wife, Lady Bird. And of course, we got into the Vietnam War, and Johnson was really into that. And that's when I was in high school and college. So some people thought that Johnson was involved. Other people thought it was the mob because the Kennedys had crossed the mob. And that Ted Kennedy, who was the, I believe he was the Attorney General at the time, RFK, Robert F. Yeah, it was Robert Kennedy was the Attorney General. He was assassinated too. So was Martin Luther King. A lot of people started to put things together, and some people think it was a three-letter agency that begins with C and ends in A. Maybe everybody was involved. But I think it was an inside job. It's just my own personal opinion. I think Kennedy stirred things up, and some people didn't like what he was doing. More of it will come out. And I always say, just bring out the truth. Tell everybody the truth. And once you do that, then you find out who's guilty and who's not. That's the only way to do it. Okay, anyhow, that was on USA Today, and I believe there was a link where you could read the files. There was a place where you can click on that. A lot of different things. Robert Kennedy, he had some stuff going on, Robert Kennedy Jr., and I'll let you listen to that for just a little bit, and then we're going to get into the fun stuff.
Okay, and then November 22nd, 1963, your Uncle John F. Kennedy gets assassinated.
Yeah.
When you first found out, how'd you react?
I was picked up at Sidwell Friends School, and we saw the flags were being lowered to half-mast. My mother picked us up, and she said a bad man has shot Uncle Jack. I went home, got home probably 15 minutes later. My father was walking in the yard with John McComb, who is the head of the CIA. The CIA was only maybe 3/4 mile from my house, probably less a 1/2 mile from my house. So we used to ride horses every day through the CIA campus. It was when the building was first being constructed, and then afterward, my father would spend time there every day because of the Cuba issue. And he and McComb was one of the first people to arrive at the house. And my father asked McComb during that conversation, did the CIA do this to my brother? Mm-hmm. And McComb wouldn't have known anyway. You know, my father and uncle had fired Alan Dulles after the pigs. And they brought in McComb, who was a straight arrow. He was a Republican Catholic businessman. And they wanted to straight out the agency. But of course, he really didn't know what was happening at the agency. And Dulles was still running a lot of things. My father actually made two calls that day, in addition to asking McComb. He called a friend of his, who was one of the leaders of the Cuban Brigade, a guy called, which had, was a Bay of Pigs Brigade, called Harry Ruiz, who was a perennial figure around my house. He was in a hotel in Washington, and he asked him, did your people do this? Did the Cubans do this? The CIA Cubans? And he called a desk officer at the CIA and asked them the same thing. So that was my father's initial impulse. And when I got home, I went down with my brother, Joe, and me. We all got home at once, and David, and we went down and, hugged my father, and we stood at the bottom of the hill on Hickory Hill, where we, you know, our house was at the top of a long grassy hill, and there was a tree at the bottom of it, and we all just stood there for a long time. My father was just totally shattered.
Yeah. Well, Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested for the murder, but before he can go to trial, he got killed by Jack Ruby.
Yeah.
I mean, and this has been a conspiracy, you know, for decades at this point. Based on what you know, as being part of the Kennedy family, was it just Lee Harvey Oswald? Was it multiple people? What do you think actually happened?
Well, first of all, you know, when I was standing in the White House, in the East Room of the White House, next to my uncle's casket, when President Johnson came in and told my mother and my Aunt Jackie and my dad, who were all standing next to me, that a man named Jack Ruby had killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And I said to my mom at that time, I said, why did he do that? Did he love our family? Because it made no sense to me. Why would you kill somebody? And, you know, it didn't make any sense to anybody. Why would you go in broad daylight to the police station and risk your life? You know, and he later said that he did it to spare Jackie the anguish of a long trial.
You can catch more in the next upcoming days with everything here. I'll tell you what. It's kind of a tough thing. I remember these scenes and the perpetual flame and so forth. I remember all of that. And it was quite an experience. And we went from Camelot to Cowboy, I'll put it that way. It was a rough time. So that was the JFK. Some more things will come out about it, and you'll get to see that later on. A big thing with the Doge, and I'll get with that real quick here before we get on to the fun. Just to let you know, Doge right now is at $115 billion saved. They're finding a lot of different things. And you can go to doge-tracker.com. If you want to donate, donate. If you don't want to donate, you don't have to. But they're talking about different things. The date that the audit was done, you know, the current amount and the ceiling amount and so forth. And you can take a look at some of this crazy stuff. I do mean crazy stuff. And they talk about the departments and so forth. And I was having lunch with a friend of mine today, and he was kind of making fun of everything. And I said, look, I said, all I want is the truth out of it. If it's a Republican and they're guilty and they broke the law, put them in jail. If it's a Democrat and they broke the law, put them in jail. Charge them, you know, and that's it. You don't go around breaking the law. That's the big thing. And this Doge thing is finding a lot of stuff out. And hopefully they can get everything cleared up. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Remember I talked about Jackie Gleason? And he used to be a band leader. He used to have the Honeymooners on TV with Art Carney and so forth. It was quite a show to watch. It really was, because Art Carney played the dummy, the sewer worker, and Jackie Gleason was the bus driver. And a lot of people watched that show. And then later on, it was a Jackie Gleason show, and he had his band and other acts down in Miami, Florida, because that's where he moved the show from New York to Miami. And he was a hoot when he did Smokey and the Bandit. I laughed so hard at that, and his character and his accent doing this. Here he is doing, well, there was a tribute to Burt Reynolds, and it was a party, and Jackie Gleason crashed it. Let's see what happened. Thank you.
I know you're out there. Hugh Soon. You embarrassed me. You made a fool out of me and out of my son, Junior, that twit. You've been running away. And I've been following you. I'm gonna catch you. And when I catch you, I'm gonna put you behind bars for the rest of your life. And then when you die, I'm gonna put you in a box. And I'm gonna put you behind bars for the rest of your natural death. Now when I leave here, I'm gonna get in my car and I'll be in hot pursuit. So.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what. Jackie Gleason is something else. When he had his shows, he was really heavy and he lost a lot of weight over time. I mean, he really did. He slimmed down. He was a fantastic, well, he was a good actor, especially in this show. Really good. I really miss the guy. He was one heck of a band arranger too. He did really good music arrangements. Well, then his other part, besides Burt Reynolds, was Art Carney. And this is one of the funniest things about Art Carney. And we'll probably finish the show on this one. Watch this. If I can get everything shared here, because I hit the wrong button again. I'm very good at buttons anymore. See if we can get that. Here we go.
Yeah, you just finished a picture with Art Carney, didn't you? Or were you in the picture with him?
I did a picture called WW and Dixie Dance Kings. And Art Carney played the man who was trying to hunt me down. And I never had ever in my life that much fun with anybody. I had to try to find him once in a while, the massage parlor, you know. And just disappear. Where is Art?
Art is a great performer, and he has just finished a new movie called Harry and Tonto, which has received great reviews. Couldn't be a nicer gentleman. Would you welcome Mr. Art Carney?
Okay.
Uh-oh. They didn't know he was going to do this either.
How are you? What? Hello, how are you? Wonderful.
I'm Artie Carney, and I'm your dirty doctor.
You just played a house call on Fourth of July. Don't worry about that. You were sitting back in makeup looking so distinguished tonight, and then you saw this madness.
Yeah, and he thought he was going to land there.
And you were there. You've been sitting back there figuring out atop this whole thing all night. Oh, yes, you did it. I'm just glad we don't have one more guest or we're in trouble. Because.
Want to see you top it?
Top it? Yeah. You look like one of those conventioneers at the Elks Club about the third day. Sitting around club hi hat.
The broads.
What position is the movement? It's got to be.
It's got to be up.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to walk up, Ed? I'm going to get the bus. Well. I don't know where we're at.
Let's settle down. We're all perfect.
That's right. We'll see.
Those with Robin Hood gold can
enjoy. Oh my God. And then we get an advertisement. My God, I hate these advertisements. I really hate it. You think you got it canceled, and then these come in.
We're grown adult men, and we shouldn't be acting like children out here and do cheap things for a laugh. Ever seen Eskimo Pete?
No.
Well, we gotta get going.
That was one show.
We've got to settle down. What a tacky looking group we are tonight. Tacky.
I really think that these moments do happen.
Yeah. What's in mind? You know, this is ending up like a tribute to Jack Carter.
Huh? Oh, we have it there, yes.
You find anything and do 3 minutes. It doesn't make anything. Okay, difference. What are we going to talk about now? Harriet Tonto, I understand,
What's your name on the title of the movie?
It's super. Harriet Tonto. Tonto and me.
Tonto and you.
Tonto and you.
Harry.
And
me.
And Harry and me.
Tonto is the cat. All together now. Harry and
Tonto is the cat, right?
Yeah.
I'm finished. I've not seen it yet, but really, the reviews, you ought to be very happy with that. You were setting in early. Humid than I thought in here.
Don't worry about it.
There's some deodorant here. Do you want to use some?
I had some body makeup a little while ago, and you used Ready Whip.
Yes. You know, smell what the giant size of this? The guy blew his arm off. Five. Six. Seven. I want to tell you. Right into pulling out everything now.
The heavy stuff.
Yeah, well, you used to do this, because I remember when you and Gleason rehearsed the old Honeymooners thing, and you'd get carried away in things.
Never.
And just start still. Or not rehearse, but just, you know, start off bad things.
There's a lot of that going around.
Bert, that's a wonderful answer. You want to cue the pony?
I don't know what we were going to talk about.
Are you going to play the piano? They put that out there. Like this.
Yeah,
I think we can play like that.
I'll sit here. Yeah, I'll do anything.
Okay,
sure.
You got pants in the bag?
Yeah.
Would you like to put your trousers on first?
Sure.
All right.
Everybody?
Well, you can go back to Dave. Okay. Put your trousers on and.
Doing a commercial. You can do it now.
We'll do a commercial while you.
Do a little dance.
I heard about you.
We'll do this first, and while we change outfits, and we'll be right back.
Oh.
We're back. I guess we got to go over here now, huh?
Whatever you say.
Sure. Okay. You say you want me to do something in this?
You don't want to see what I got in the bag,
huh? Yeah, what do you got in the bag?
Nothing. You ain't going to see it.
Okay.
Not sure.
That's not doing any of those silly tunes.
Like I can't get over a girl like you, so get up and answer the phone yourself.
That's a large beep.
Thank you.
Once more. Are you ready now? Let's get it. You got the music. I have.
It's not a patio. It's a patio.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Commercials, 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 and I don't do commercials. Enough of that. That was Art Carney. I never knew until I saw this tonight that Art Carney could play piano. I never actually knew that at all. That was something else. He's a good actor. He's a really funny comedian. And he needed to get on that show even more because he was hilarious. And some of the stuff that he was doing, that was all improv when he came out, kind of not dressed for the season, you know what I mean? And then, of course, Johnny Carson got into it and knocked the cold drink on him. It could have been pre-planned because they had a towel there. Normally, they wouldn't have a towel. So they had something pre-planned. And maybe Burt Reynolds didn't know what was going on, which was great. I mean, you get those comedians, Dom DeLuise, and you get Art Carney there, and you take a look at Johnny Carson's. It gets funny. I mean, do we have that today? Not really. That's why I bring these guys on the show. You find some really good entertainers, some really good comedians, and you really need to see them. And sometimes it's over and over again because they're funny. We need to laugh in this world. With all the serious junk that's going on, we need to laugh. We need to enjoy life a little bit. And that's what I'm trying to help you to do. So tell your friends about the show. We will see you next Wednesday, but we will be on Money and Change Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we're going to talk about the economy and a bunch of other stuff. So you want to check in then. With that, have a good evening and we'll see you. Bye.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.